Password on Business.
With Forvis Mazars, the next exciting chapter for Mazars. Same local team, new global reach.
Ian Guider of the Business Post. What's this about Aer Lingus reducing the frequency of services on the Dublin Heathrow route?
Evening, Matt. Well, I don't think people saw this coming as quickly as it has. The airline announcing today that it's going to cut two daily departures from Dublin Airport to London Heathrow for the winter months. So that's from the end of October to the end of next March. So that means it will go from between 9 and 11 flights per day between the two airports, and from its summer route, so from the end of next March all the way through the summer, it will now fall by two daily routes again will be dropped. So it'll be somewhere between 12 and 14 departures daily. So this is coming as a bit of a surprise that they are cutting routes so quickly, because of course they have been for the last number of weeks assessing the cost of the industrial action by pilots, which they said between the compensation, delayed flights and the cancelled flights cost the airline in the region of €55 million. They also have to find the money to pay the pilots, the 17.75% they're getting over the next 5 years. And they also point out the two other factors, Matt. One is an industry factor, which they say there is currently quite a lot of competition for airline flights to London generally, because of course Ryanair sell flights to three different airports in London, Gatwick, Stansted and London Luton Airport. So there is quite a lot of competition on that route generally. And they also cite, Matt, the need to comply with the Dublin Airport flight or passenger cap for the winter months. So we know it's 32 million over the course of a year. A few weeks ago, I brought you that news that for the winter months from October to March, Dublin Airport will be limited to 14.4 million. People. So all the airlines are having to curb their capacity over the winter. This is where Aer Lingus are putting the axe. Now, they do cite, Matt, a couple of other reasons. They point out that a lot of the travel on Dublin to London Heathrow will be business passengers, and that really hasn't recovered to anywhere near the levels it was pre-COVID-19. It's at about 75% of business passengers returning, because of course, lots of meetings, Matt, can be done face-to-face over the likes of Zoom and Microsoft Teams, so people don't have to get up early in the morning and trek through the airport. I think as well, Matt, again, I was looking through some of the flights across Dublin to London with Ryanair and even the likes of CityJet, and they are, particularly Ryanair, much more competitively priced than the Aer Lingus routes to London Heathrow. So I think there's a lot of leisure passengers out there, Matt, who traditionally would have gone to Heathrow and would have flown with Aer Lingus, are looking at their costs right now in the context of airline prices, ticket prices generally having increased over the last couple of years, and Ryanair saying that it was cutting prices over the winter months.
Okay, one other thing that strikes me in that is interesting. Do you remember when the government approved the sale of Aer Lingus out of public ownership? One of the things it insisted upon with the new buyers was protecting the slots at Heathrow to ensure that connectivity between Dublin and London, or Shannon and London, Cork and London. So could it be that Aer Lingus will keep the slots but use them for non-Irish routes?
Well, that was always the fear at the time, Matt, and many commentators, myself included, said the government shouldn't have been so hasty to sell Aer Lingus to British Airways, or IAG as it's now called, Matt. Those slots were for London Heathrow, and they are quite valuable because, of course, you are very lucky to get a slot at Dublin Airport these days, so perhaps they could be deployed to other parts of the Aer Lingus network, the United States routes. We know there's a lot of competitors would like to get their hands on slot pairs. Would IAG sell them? Unlikely. Could they sell them off to destinations where there is a lot of demand for travel, Matt, particularly some of the sun destinations? So perhaps it could be a case of Aer Lingus and British Airways or IAG redeploying some of these routes, Matt, not just for Aer Lingus to use to get to the UK, but perhaps the more profitable destinations. There's quite a lot of winter sun destinations, Matt, the airline would like to get some planes on. There is some good news for Aer Lingus today. It has been announced that IAG have given Aer Lingus two new Airbus A321 XLR jets, and they will be deployed, Matt. We'll probably put them on some of their transatlantic routes, which again, there's quite a lot of competition on, so you might be able to save a bit of money taking some of the bigger A330 aircraft on and using these new, more efficient planes.
Let's move on to other things. Tell us about the latest potential sale of the Mount Juliet Golf and Hotel Resort in County Kilkenny.
Yeah, Sunday Times had this story yesterday, and they're reporting that the current owners of Mount Juliet, who bought it back in 2014, they're an investment company called Tetrarch Capital, which owns a number of hotels in Ireland, and the businessman Emmett O'Neill, they bought it in 2014 for €15 million. Well, they're in talks to sell it for almost €50 million. The purchaser is Barry English, who would have shot to the prominence just a couple of months ago when it was announced that his company, a big engineering firm called Winthrop Engineering, involved in data centers, had been sold for around €800 million, and he would have been one of the biggest beneficiaries of this sale, making quite a substantial amount of money. The Sunday Times saying that the deal is going to conclude in the next couple of weeks, so that would be a substantial profit for the previous owners, who got it for €15 million, did make a number of investments into it, the 125-bedroom hotel and that golf course, which has hosted the Irish Open so many times over the last 25 years or so. It did undergo a bit of an upgrade, but they would have made a substantial profit on that. Barry English is somebody who has, over the last number of years, made a lot of investments in the hotel sector. He owns the Johnston Estate in Enfield and also Trim Castle he bought recently. There's been a huge amount of interest in Irish hotels. We are the only country, Matt, across Europe where you are seeing investors come in and snap up hotels because, of course, tourism levels in Ireland have more than recovered from the COVID pandemic. So there's a lot of money to be made, particularly after hotels and hospitality operators put up their prices in recent years.
Thank you very much, Ian Guider of the Business Post.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Weekdays from 4:30. Today.